Good afternoon, brethren. This morning it was nice and calm out in Puget Sound, but I can tell you that last night going home we had quite a ride. And last night it blew and blew and blew and blew, and we had more trees down this morning than we did from the storm previous. And needless to say, there are many power lines down. We have no power, and I have no notes other than what I put together this morning quickly. So. They say speak from the heart, and hopefully I'm able to do that today. Certainly good to be back with you. I have a question for all of you. I'd like to see some hands. How many of you have stress in your life? Good. I'm speaking to a live audience. Because in our lives, from the time we are born until we take our very last breath, there will always be stress. Stress necessarily is not a bad thing. It keeps us alive. Sometimes it helps us to motivate. The thing about stress is that when there is too much stress, or when it is the wrong type of stress, when it becomes distress, then this can have a much negative effects on our lives. I did some research about stress, and I'm not going to quote that because I don't want to misquote it, but you might want to take some time just briefly and go on the internet and see what the effects of stress are, because on your health, there's immediate effects, there's long-term effects, from not being able to sleep all the way to cancer. So it's just it's amazing how something that can have positive effects if it is too much or the wrong type. Just like Satan does with so many things. Again, alcohol, within moderation, is fine. Stress, within moderation and the right amounts, is going to help us. But again, too much is not helpful in our lives. There have been thousands and thousands of books written about stress. I'm not going to relate to any of them. I'm going to relate to one book this afternoon, and that is this book here, the Bible. Let's all turn to Psalm 55, and I'm going to read verse 22. This is a verse written by David. And he tells us very specifically what we can do with the stress that we have in our life, especially when it becomes too much in our lives. In Psalm 55 and verse 22, it says, "Cast your burden," or another version says, "Cast all your cares upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be removed." David clearly writes that what we should do when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel overburdened, when we feel anxiety, that rather than getting uptight and worry and stressed and all that, to take each of those, whatever it is in our life, and to share that with God and ask him to deliver us. And it says that as a result, he will never allow the righteous to be moved. Let's turn to the New Testament, to 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. We're breaking into the thought here, but in verse 7 it says, "Casting all your care," and another version says, "Casting all your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you." And again, as we go on, it's interesting because in verse 8 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour." Again, I may be speculating a little bit, but I think that very much Satan the devil uses stress in our lives as a tool, as a device, to, rather than have us go closer to God, casting our cares, he gets us to worry, gets our eyes off of God. And so we need to remember this, that it's so important that as we have difficulties, as we have stresses, to share that, to share those burdens with our Father in heaven. So, brethren, what is it in our lives that probably creates the most stress or the most distress in our lives? Well, I certainly know within in my life what causes the most stress and distress is my problems, my sins, those things that I shouldn't be doing. And so many times in life when it comes to our problems or sins, we look at it as a cliff. You know, we're told in life, don't go close to the cliff. You know, don't go over the edge because, you know, you might fall over. You might get hurt, you know. So, you know, stay a good distance from the cliff. And those words of advice are good. But I think rather than avoiding our sins, rather than avoiding our problems and staying, quote, a safe distance away, we need to take a different approach in our life. And that is, rather than facing the cliff and staying away from the cliff, we need to make a 180-degree turn, to completely turn away, not to be looking at those problems, but to turn away and day by day be walking away from them. Trying to avoid our shortcomings, trying to overcome them, we need to be totally committed to doing that, but we must realize that whatever our shortcomings are, that we cannot overcome and do it upon ourselves. Because if we rely on willpower, if we say whatever my problem is, whether it's financial problems, marriage problems, health problems, whatever problems we may be facing, if we try to rely on our willpower, we will fail every time. I cannot tell you how many times in my life I have made the mistake of trying to make improvements or changes in my life and saying, you know, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to do it. But I made the fatal mistake of not relying upon God. It's a healthy balance that must be done between both. We must in our lives be committed to overcoming our past, but at the same time, we must be willing to admit that we cannot do it of ourselves in any way, and that we must rely upon God. If you would you please turn to Philippians 4 and verse 6. This is one of my favorite verses in all of the Bible. Philippians 4 and verse 6. And I think in verses 6 and 7, I don't think Paul could have written it any better of how we in our lives can overcome stress, how we can rely upon God, and the peace of mind that we can gather from that. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, or don't be stressed over anything. But it says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." And notice what it says in verse 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." That is such a promise that in our lives that we can have a true inner peace, that we can live our lives and we can face the most difficult of situations. And I have seen many people that have been able to face just terrible trials, and yet they're doing fine, they're happy, they have faith, they're walking forward. And that can only be done when we follow these things in our life. That we, when we become anxious or when we become stressed, rather than focusing on that, we daily take it to God and say, "God, not my will, but your will. Please deliver me as you see fit." And when we can do this and have an attitude of thanksgiving, we daily can walk a peaceful, happy life filled with less stress. As we begin a new year, let's make sure that we, in our daily life, each morning as we face the day, we share with God our innermost concerns and ask Him to deliver us.